奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the teachings of the Bible.
今天晚上要用从沉睡中复苏做题目跟大家来查考。
So tonight I'll use the topic Arise from Asleep as our topic of our study.
在沉睡当中，一个人的眼睛是闭起来的。
When we are asleep, our eyes are closed.
一个人不可能开着眼睛睡觉。
We cannot sleep while our eyes are open.
如果是开着眼睛睡觉，那就是有病了。
If we are sleeping with our eyes open, then perhaps we are ill.
正常的人睡觉的时候是眼睛闭着的。
A normal person will be sleeping with their eyes closed.
然后当醒过来的时候，眼睛又打开了。
And once they are awake, they will open their eyes.
所以一个人睡着的时候，其实是很脆弱的时候。
So when a person is asleep, he is vulnerable.
就是说发生什么事情可能不知道。
The events that are happening around him are he does not know.
危险来了也不知道躲避。
And when danger comes, he does not know to refrain from danger.
所以一些灾害如果是发生在一个人睡觉的时候，那就是很危险。
So if some disasters befall a person while he is asleep, then he is in danger.
但是当一个人醒过来的时候，他就是眼睛打开看见了。
But when a person wakes up, he opens his eyes and he sees.
所以当醒过来的时候，人眼睛看清楚，那就可以分辨什么时候是危险，哪个地方是要躲避的。
So when a person's eyesight is clear, then he can discern what is dangerous and how he shall escape from danger.
今天晚上我们从以赛亚书二十九章来看这个主题。
So tonight, let us use Isaiah chapter 29 to look at our topic.
以赛亚书从二十八章开始。一连到第三十三章，一连讲了六个祸。
So starting from chapter 28 to chapter 33, Isaiah spoke of six woes.
那这六个祸就是要提醒当时的百姓一定要小心。
And these six woes are so that the people of the nations can be watchful.
那在以赛亚书这一段里面呢，它其实有很多很多章节经节都被新约圣经的作者引用了。
So many verses in these chapters are quoted in the New Testament.
所以这一段重点在讲很多有关主耶稣基督救恩的预言。
So within these chapters, it speaks about a lot of prophecies regarding the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们如果仔细去读它，我们如果看圣经，有时候那边就会看到新约圣经引用以撒的话。
If we read these verses in detail, we can see that the New Testament quotes these verses a lot.
就像二十八章的第十一节。
Just like chapter 28, verse 11.
二十八章的第十一节这一节呢，在哥林多前书十四章被引用过。
So this verse is being quoted in First Corinthians chapter 14.
那哥林多前书十四章在讲这一段信息的时候，在讲这个方言祷告、方言讲道的事情。
So First Corinthians chapter 14 is speaking about speaking in tongue in the spirit.
然后等到了第二十八章的后面有一段到第十六节的地方。
So by chapter 28, verse 16.
十六节在讲神在锡安要放一块石头，是宝贵的房角石。
You speak of behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation.
那这个在锡安神所放的这个房角石呢，就是预表着主耶稣基督的。
So this precious cornerstone being placed in Zion as a foundation, this prefigures Jesus Christ.
这一节在罗马书第九章跟彼得前书第二章都被引用了。
So in Romans chapter 9 and First Peter chapter 2, both places quote this verse.
表示说保罗跟彼得呢，他们看到这一句话的时候，看到以赛亚书二十八章的这个信息的时候，马上联想到主耶稣基督了。
So this means when Peter and Paul read upon these scriptures in the Isaiah, in book of Isaiah, they immediately thought of Jesus Christ.
他们知道，只有在主耶稣基督里面，才是真正的藏身之处，才会得到保护，得到依靠。
He knows that in Jesus Christ is there truly a safe haven, where we can receive protection.
其他从外界来的都不是真正的依靠。
All of the reliance, physically on earth is not our true reliance.
那等到第二十九章以后
，So by chapter 29,
到第二十九章，我们也看到了新约圣经它引用了这里的信息。
But we can also see verses in the New Testament quoting from this chapter, chapter 29.
那个在第十四节。
In verse 14.
在第十四节、十三节、十四节这两节圣经呢，都被引用过。
So both verse 13 and 14 have been quoted.
主耶稣特别引用第十三节来说明当时候耶稣那个时代的人，他们敬拜神是用嘴唇而已，不是真的从心里面敬拜。
Lord Jesus Christ especially quoted verse 13 to describe that the people during his time worshiped the Lord with their mouth but not with their heart.
这在马太福音第二十、马太福音第十五章、马可福音的第七章哈，应该都有。
This quote is quoted in Matthew chapter 15 and as well as Mark chapter 7.
那第十四节呢？那这个神要后来要行一件奇妙又奇妙的事情。
So in by verse 14, we see that God will perform a marvelous work.
那这句话在哥林多前书保罗特别引用。
So it's in 1 Corinthians, Paul especially quote this verse.
第一章的第十九节应该是他特别强调神要废掉那个人的智慧聪明。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19, Paul especially wrote that God shall abolish the wisdom of men.
在末日日神要行一件奇妙的事是众人都没有想过的。
In the last days, God will perform miracles that nobody had imagined before.
那这个要强调主耶稣基督的救恩所带来的改变。
And this emphasizes the changes that is brought upon by the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那我们现在来看第二十九章。
So let's now start to read chapter 29.
在这一章里面记载了两个祸。
So in chapter 29, we see two woes.
第一节说，祸在亚利伊勒，亚利伊勒，大卫安营的城，任凭你，任年上加年，节期照常周流。
Verse 1, woe to Ariel the city where David dwelt. Add year to year, let feasts come around.
这是神的宣告。
This is the declaration of God.
那再看第十五节
，verse 15。
第三个祸说：祸哉，那些向神深藏谋略的，又在暗中行事的，说：谁看见我们呢？谁知道我们呢
？The third woe recorded in verse 15: Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, "Who sees us? And who knows us?"
这两节圣经在讲这两个祸，其实已经在说明一个人如果在灵性沉睡的时候会有什么表现呢
？So these two woes are to describe a person when his spirituality is asleep.
就是一个人如果眼瞎，他基本上是灵性是麻木的，他不会真的敬畏神。
If a person's spiritual eyesight is blind, then he is insensitive in his spirit, and he does not know to fear God.
他这个信仰会变成一种形式，一种习惯。
And so their faith is a mere routine.
他会以他有这些信仰的传统，这些祖先所遗留下来的这资产当作满足。
They will be satisfied by the tradition and the values being passed down by their ancestors.
那第十五节这里的祸，他告诉我们，一个人如果灵性沉睡的时候，他通常会以为神不知道他所行的事，神看不见。
So the woe in chapter 15 describe when a person's spiritual eyesight is blind and he's asleep in the spirit, he will think that God does not see and know.
那这个都是神所宣告要给我们一个提醒。
And these are the declaration of God to serve as our reminder.
我们从这一章来仔细的看，我们可以学什么
？So when we study this chapter deeply, what can we learn?
如果今天神的恩典临到我们，我们真的会从眼睛瞎眼的状态下转成眼睛很明亮，看得很清楚了。
If the grace of God falls upon us, then we will transform from a blind person to a person with clear eyesight.
一开始第一节是说亚利伊勒，亚利伊勒，大卫安宁的城。
So in verse 1 it says, Ariel, the city in which David dwelt.
那这个亚利伊的原来的文字的意思叫做神的狮子。
So, the meaning of the word Ariel, means the,
Lion of God.
The Lion of God.
这个文字上就是这个意思，就是神的狮子。
So in the literal translation, it means the Lion of God.
那因为他这里接下去说是大卫安营的城，所以呢，这个亚利伊的，就是耶路撒冷城的另外一个名字，只有在以赛亚书被用过。
So Ariel serves as another name for the city of Jerusalem, and only
只有在以赛亚书。
And only in the book of Isaiah has this been used.
就是在第二十九章这里，他用耶路撒冷的时候描述耶路撒冷的时候，都一直强调他是亚利伊的。
So when Isaiah is describing Jerusalem, he continuously used Ariel as a substitute.
那既然是他是神的狮子，意思就是说。这个大卫安宁的城哦，坚固像少壮狮子，从神来的狮子，就是有神的保护。我是觉得他们是很强的。
So the reason Isaiah used Ariel is because the city of Jerusalem is the city of David and it is strong like a young lion.
那这个城，这个大卫安宁的城呢，他们是这样子，一年一年哦，他们就是应该要献祭，应该要所节期的，每一个神要求，他们都照着这样做了。
And in the city of David, year after year, they should offer their sacrifices and observe the feasts.
但是神一开始就宣告说，亚利伊勒有祸了。
But in the beginning, God declares the woe to Ariel.
那最后我们从这章看到，神当时候很清楚的说明百姓那个时候他们是灵性纯粹的状态。
And they described the people at the time as fast asleep spiritually.
那神要做一件奇妙的事情，要先处罚这个城。
And God will perform miracles first to punish the city.
就是这个时候，这个百姓他们其实是在灵性睡觉、灵眼瞎的时候。
So the people they are asleep spiritually and they are blind spiritually.
但是当神做了奇妙的事情之后，一个人要从沉睡当中醒过来。
But after God has performed miraculous works, this person shall arise from sleep.
他的眼瞎要再次的看见神的恩典。And, 看见神的荣耀。
And his blindness will once again see the glory of God.
那所以从第一这二十九章第一节到第八节呢，它是神宣告耶路撒冷城将遇到的困难，以及他即将要哀伤啊，哀嚎悲伤的情况。
And so from verse 1 to verse 8, it describes the declaration and the woe to Ariel, as well as the sorrow and the worries of the city.
这是第一个段落。
So this is the first section.
那从一节到四节呢，这是讲神要怎么样来对待这个耶路撒冷城，让他从本来很骄傲、很觉得很有保护的状态下，到最后变得很谦卑。
So from verse 1 to verse 4, it describes how God will transform the city of Jerusalem from originally a proud city to a humble one.
因为第一节一开始就讲了，说。他说：“任凭你们年上加年，节期照常周流。”
The starting from verse 1, it says, "Add year to year, let feasts come around."
就是说，他信仰变成习惯啊，变成一种例行公事了。
It means that their faith is a routine.
他忘记了说这些节期献祭到底神的要求在哪里。
And they have forgotten the requirements of these feasts.
那这个就是不知不觉当中，人就很容易的变成这种状态了。
And so, not knowingly, it's easy for men to fall into this condition.
特别是在平安的时候。
Especially during the times of peace.
所以如果一个人一直都处在很顺利的环境里面，有时候就会不知不觉灵性就睡着了。
So if a person is in midst of success and prosperity, then it's easy for them to fall asleep.
除非我们真的常常去反省自己，我是不是真的在敬拜神。
Unless we constantly reflect upon ourselves whether or not we truly worship the Lord.
然后神要怎么样来对要回应耶路撒冷这样的一个信仰状态呢？
So how should God respond to the condition of the faith of Jerusalem.
第二节说，我终必使亚利伊勒困难，他必悲伤哀嚎，我却能以他为亚利伊勒。
Verse 2 says, yet I will distress Ariel, there shall be a heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be to me as Ariel.
表示说神是神让这个亚利伊勒这样让这个神的城遇到困难，让他们哀嚎遍野。
So it is the will of God that allowed Ariel to suffer heaviness and sorrow.
这个我是神自己说的。
And so this I is referring to God himself.
但是虽然他们困难悲伤哀嚎，但是 神还是以他为这个神的狮子这个角色，就是还是称他为亚利伊勒。
So although the city of Jerusalem is in sorrow and heaviness, but God still sees the city as Ariel, as the Lion of God.
因为困难悲伤只是要让这个他的百姓耶路撒冷城重新醒悟的手段而已。
For difficulties and sorrows is only a mean so that the city of Israel shall return.
他们真的能够经过神的这个提醒，能够从心里面真实的敬拜神。
That through the reminder of God, that they can once again truly worship God.
所以神对耶路撒冷他们对他的选民所存的意念，不是毁灭的意念，是要赐平安的意念。
So the will of God for the city of Jerusalem is not one of destruction, but one of peace.
那神用什么手段
？So what is the treatment of God?
第三节说。我必视为安营攻击你，屯兵围困你，筑垒攻击你。
Verse 3, I will encamp against you all around. I will lay siege against you with a mount.
表示神允许这些外敌来攻击他们。
So God allowed these enemies to attack them.
然后等到神出手之后的结果是第四节说，你必败落，从地中说话，你的言语必维系出于尘埃，你的声音必像那交鬼者的声音出于地。你的言语低低微微的出于尘埃。
And so the result of this punishment, this attack from the enemy is in verse 4, you shall be brought down, you shall speak out of the ground, your speech shall be low out of the dust, your voice shall be like a medium's out of the ground, and your speech shall whisper out of the dust.
表示这个时候神的这个百姓他的这个圣城已经奄奄一息了，说话已经没有力量了。
It means that at this moment, the city of Jerusalem, the holy city, is half dead. They cannot speak with a strong voice.
他们跟第一节说的，哇，我们，你看，我们是大卫安宁的城，这个充满自信的这种口气完全不一样了。
And they shall speak in a manner that is greatly different than what is recorded in verse 1, one that is confident.
表示说当神出手之后，哎，这个时候这个圣城啊，耶路撒冷啊，神的选民呢、啊，就变得谦卑了，不再骄傲了。
It means that once God raises His hand, the city of Jerusalem shall no longer be proud.
然后从第五节开始到第八节
，So starting from verse 5 to verse 8,
这要具体说明神怎么样来出手拯救困难中的百姓。
This is to describe exactly how God shall raise His arm to save His people.
神让他们经过困苦，然后悲哀。但是能以他为亚利伊勒，因为神要拯救。
And the people shall go through troubles and sorrows, but God will see Jerusalem as Ariel, and He shall save them.
所以第五节说，你仇敌的群众却要像细尘，强暴人的群众却要像飞糠，这事必顷刻之间忽然临到。
So in verse 5, moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like fine dust.And the multitude of the terrible ones, like a shaft that passes away. Yes, I shall be in an instant suddenly.
表示说神要扭转这个局面，让攻击百姓的这些仇人、这些仇敌啊，他们顷刻之间反过来像细尘、像飞糠一样啊，被吹走了，就离开了。
It means that God will reverse the situation so that the enemies of Jerusalem shall be like the dust being blown away.
然后第六节说，神用什么方法来攻击这些仇敌呢
？So in verse 6, what kind of methods did God attack these enemies?
神在刑罚仇敌的那个手段，比他来刑罚他自己的选民严重多了。
The method in which God punishes his enemy is far more severe than the method in which God punishes people.
你看第六节说
，verse 6。
万军的神必用雷轰地震大声旋风暴风并吞灭的火焰向他讨罪。
Verse 6, you will be punished by the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquake and great noise with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire.
这个向他讨罪表示是向那些耶路撒冷的仇敌来行强暴的这些列国讨罪的。
So this is the punishment for those who are violent against Jerusalem.
然后第七节说，那时候攻击亚利伊勒列国的群众呢，就是一切来攻击亚利伊勒的和他的宝藏的，并使他困难的，必如梦境，如夜间的异象。第七节。
In verse 7, the multitude of all the nations who fight against Israel, even all who fight against her and her fortresses and distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision.
那第八节说，又必像饥饿的人梦中吃饭，醒了能觉腹空；或像口渴的人梦中喝水，醒了能觉花昏，心里想喝。攻击锡安山列国的群众也必如此。
Verse 8, it shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and look, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is still empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreams, and look, he drinks, but he awakes, and indeed he is faint, and his soul still craves. So the multitude of all the nations shall be who fight against Mount Zion.
这也就是说，这个当时候，你看神所兴起来刑罚他的选民的，就是亚述、巴比伦这些列邦啊。他们好像很强哇，来吞吃以色列，来犹大各国，好像吃很多，但其实像做梦一样，最后他们还是肚子很饿，腹空。
So when we look at all the enemies being rose up by God to punish Israel, kingdoms like Assyria, kingdoms like Babylon, they are like a mighty nation that devours the nation around them. But in the end, it is like a dream for them, and they are still empty.
因为神要反过来来击打他们。
Because in the reverse, God will now punish them.
那所以从这一段我们看到啊，神对属他的百姓他的关爱永远不会改变的。
So from here we know that the care and the love of God for His chosen people will never change.
神虽然让他们遇见艰难困苦
，although God allowed them to encounter difficulties，
让他们被列邦欺负。
That they are being mistreated by the nations.
但至终神还是不忍心看他们受苦，还是出手拯救他们的。
But in the end, God cannot withstand their suffering, and He shall save them.
所以有神作为神的那一国是有福的。
So the nation that has God is blessed.
如果我们能够被神拣选为自己的产业的人，更是有福。
Those who have been chosen by God as and see God as their inheritance is blessed.
我们看诗篇三十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 33.
诗篇三十三篇十二节。
Psalms chapter 33 verse 12.
这是神对他的选民特别的关爱。
This is the special care the Lord has for His people.
十二节说：“以主为神的那国是有福的，
Blessed.
他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。”
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance.
看第十八节
，verse 18.
神的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
Behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy.
第十九节说，要救他们的命脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。
To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine.
你就看到说，其实神真的如果他的百姓受苦，他自己也受不了。
So truly, if the Lord's people suffers, then the Lord cannot withstand it.
因为他没有办法不看顾不来怜悯他的百姓。
Because he cannot refrain his mercy from his people.
我们今天如果了解我们是被神所拣选的人，我们是真的有福的人。
Today, if we truly understand that we are chosen by God, then we know that we are truly blessed.
有时候神虽然会让我们遇到困苦，会让我们碰到一些不如意的事情，但是这个出于神的爱。
Although sometimes we encounter difficulties, but then we must understand this comes from the love of God.
神要让我们能够借着种种的机会，能够更亲近他。
God, through the different opportunities, want to allow us to draw closer to Him.
现在看回来以赛亚书二十九章第九节。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9.
第九节到第十六节的第二段。
So starting from verse 9 to verse 16, this is the second session.
在讲真的百姓他们灵性真的沉睡了。
To describe how truly the spirituality of the people has fallen asleep.
他们百姓灵性沉睡是在这个怨乐当中，这个灵性麻木昏迷，他们根本搞不清楚什么状况了。
And the decadence of their spirituality happened during the moment of their enjoyment, and they themselves do not know what had happened.
那第九节说，你们等候惊奇吧，你们厌乐昏迷吧，他们醉了却非因酒，他们东倒西歪却非因浓酒。
Verse 9, pause and wonder, blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink.
这个中文的翻译跟英文的翻译，我们在这一段看起来不太一样。
So it seems that the translation in the scripture is slightly different between English and Mandarin.
但是如果直接从英文里面去看中文的那个意思，应该是说，你们在另外一个译本，它是这样翻译的：你们流连吧，你们就继续沉溺在你们这个宴乐当中吧。
So if we read the verses using the English translation, the meaning should be that you continue on and stagger and pause.
你们继续的盲目好了
，and continue you go ahead and continue to be blind.
是继续的自我蒙蔽了
and continue to close yourself in.
就像说你继续当瞎眼的好了啦。
In other words, continue to be blind as you are.
你酒醉，因为酒醉而东倒西歪，并不是因为酒的缘故了，也不是因为喝浓酒、喝那个太多的酒、酒精中毒的结果。
You walk staggering. It is not because you are drunk from alcohol.
而是因为什么呢
？But it's because
第十节说
，in verse 10，
他说：“因为神将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，封闭你们的眼，蒙盖你们的头，你们的眼就是先知，你们的头就是先见。”
Verse 10: For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely the seers.
我们可以看到，其实，在这种在当时候在。在神的选民当中啊，他们因为这个高傲无知的那个的那种信仰，让他们自己本身好像灵性真的搞不清楚什么叫做危险。
In the time for the people, because of their pride, they do not know what is dangerous.
他们其实已经失去了自我反省的能力了。
And they have lost.The ability to reflect upon themselves.
神就说：“那你们继续这样子自我蒙蔽，好吧
？”So God said, "Let you continue to shut yourself in."
但其实你看到第十节，神他所提出的原因，你们现在酒醉东倒西歪，不是因为喝酒，是因为有一个沉睡的灵在你们当中运行的结果。
But the reason why that you seem drunk and you stagger is not because of alcohol, it's because there is a The spirit among you is asleep.
那百姓他们都是眼瞎的，他说是从先知跟先见开始的。
And the reason that they are blind is because of the prophet and the seer.
因为这个沉睡的灵浇灌了百姓，他说先从那个先知先见，就是他们的头跟他们的眼开始。
And so the spirit of sleep is first being poured down onto their eyes and their heads, which are the prophets and the seers.
从这一集我们看到说，这个做带领的人非常的重要。
So from this verse, we see that the leadership is very important.
今天带领百姓的人，如果是灵性在睡觉的，然后他是眼瞎的，那个百姓通通跟错了。
Today, if the person leading the people is blind, then the people are following wrongly.
那被带领人也有祸了。
And so those who are being led, they are also involved.
那所以就搞不清楚什么是神真正的要求。
Because they do not know what is the true requirements of God.
我们看马太福音第二十三章，主耶稣这样说。
Let's read Matthew chapter 23, what Jesus said.
马太福音二十三章
，Matthew chapter 23,
第十六节
，verse 16。
十六节说：“你们这瞎眼领路的有祸了！你们说凡指着殿起誓的，这算不得什么。”只是凡指着殿中金子起誓的他就该谨守了。
Verse 16, Woe to you blind guides who said, Whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it.
那这个你们这个瞎眼领路的人，当然指那时候在马太二十三章里面讲那些法利赛人，当时候的这些信仰的领导者。
So these blind guides, they are referring to the religious leader at the time, the Pharisees.
他们给百姓的教导是错误的。
Their teachings to the people are wrong.
因为他们是瞎眼的，所以他们搞不清楚什么叫做重点。
For they are blind and they do not see what is important.
他们，你看第十六节说，指着殿起誓的算不得什么，但是指着殿中金子起誓的啊，这个就要谨守了。
So it's described here that whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. It is okay to not follow. But if who swears by the gold in the temple, then we must be aware.
从十七节一直到二十二节，一直在重复强调说，你们这些无知瞎眼的人。
So from 17 to verse 22, it stresses these blind people.
什么是大的？什么是金子呢？还是殿？搞不清楚。
What is more important, the gold or the temple?
那表示说，所以当时候的百姓在主耶稣那个时代，那个人的那个价值观，真正要谨守的，他们也搞不清楚。
So the value of the people during the time of Jesus is mistaken.
哦，所以你看那个做带领的人，如果把这个整个教会带错方向，那这个当时候的整个百姓啊，就是跟着受苦了。
So if the leadership is leading the people on the wrong direction, then the people will suffer.
那我们看回以赛亚书二十九章，那这个沉睡的灵到底怎么一回事？到底怎么了解它呢
？So this spirit of deep sleep, how should we understand it?
是不是神故意让这百姓他们就这样子走错了吗？他们神故意让他们搞不清楚什么是有价值的吗
？Is it God that purposely allow these people to misunderstand true value?
其实这个沉睡的灵，它是个之所以会被浇灌下来，是先从人在心里面不是真正的敬拜神开始的。
In fact, the reason why the spirit of deep sleep is being poured out is it started because the men have lost their hearts to fear God.
我们现在来看，先看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
主说：“因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。”
Verse 13, therefore the Lord said, Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but they have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men.
从这一集我们看到，当一个人他敬拜神不是出于内心真实的敬拜，而只是表面性的动作的时候。
So from this verse we can see that if a person fear the Lord not because of theirof the fear from their hearts, but because of the mere action that they should follow.
他们敬拜神，这个就是一个动作，是 worship. 他们在敬拜神。
That they are worshiping God, and it is a gesture.
不是心里面真正敬畏神，而是因为这些表面上的动作。
And this gesture of worship does not reflect their true heart of fear for the Lord and the worship of the Lord.
不是因为想要遵从神的命令。而只是在领受人的吩咐跟遵照人的传统。
It is not to truly receive the instruction of God, but merely to follow the teachings of men.
神没有改变，神也不会离开人。
God has not changed, and God shall not depart from men.
但是人的心可能会离开神。
But the heart of man could depart from God.
所以你看，当人他敬拜神的时候，只是出于表面性的敬拜的时候。
So when a person worship the Lord due to an outward habit,
那神有可能会任凭人照着自己以为是的方式去敬拜，去过日子。
Then the Lord could allow this person to continue on living in the way that he is.
如果人不会理会从神来的提醒。
If man disregard the warnings from God,
那人很自然的就陷入在认清不了这个事实的这个迷糊当中了。
Then it's easy for man to fall into this blindness that cannot see the truth.
所以当时候你看那个百姓是被这些先知先见这些领导人带着的。
So the people at the time are being led by these prophets and seers.
当时候这些先知先见们他们在敬拜神的时候，不是从心里面真实的。
And these people did not worship the Lord from the bottom of their hearts.
神任凭他们，这个时候就变成沉睡的灵浇灌了。
God allowed them to do as they wish, and at this point, the spirit of deep sleep is being poured out.
所以沉睡的灵在这个时候就进入人的当中。
So at this moment, the spirit of deep sleep came into the heart of man.
这些先知先见就成了瞎眼的，因为他的眼睛被蒙蔽了。
And these prophets and seers, they are blind, for they are fallen asleep.
然后被带领的百姓当然跟着就走错路了。
And of course, the people being led, they are walking on the wrong direction.
所以当一个人他不会想要从内心真实的敬拜，然后也不想要领受这个爱慕真理的心呢。
So when a person who does not want to truly worship from their heart and does not truly love the word of truth,
那个时候神就任凭人去生发一个错误的心。
Then God will allow them to develop their own wrong concept.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章九节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9.
这不法的人来是要照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事。
Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the work of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders.
第十节，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
Verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, andThey might be saved.
第十三、十一节说，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
Verse 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie.
然后第十二节是一切不信真理、倒喜爱不义的人都被定罪了。
Verse 12, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
这是为什么主耶稣基督他一直在强调我们今天拜神。时候到了，我们拜神的时候，一定要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
This is why the Jesus Christ stressed that when the time comes for us to worship, we need to truly worship from our heart.
我们今天对神的敬拜，如果不是从心里发出的，一切都是枉然的。
Today, if our worship does not stem from our hearts, then everything is in vain.
所以我们要常常来反省我们敬拜神的动机。
So we must constantly reflect our motivation for worshiping God.
我们会不会变成有口无心呢？
Can we become a person whose words does not match their intentions?
就像我们嘴巴在唱诗，但是我们心里面根本就没有在想说，哎，神真的很伟大。
Just like we sing hymns with our lips, but in our heart we do not know, we do not think that God is truly great.
我们只是很喜欢这个样的旋律哦，就这样唱的时候，心里面这个会觉得很快乐。
We just follow the beautiful melody. We feel that it is good to sing this melody.
但是对这个歌词里面所表达这个神的伟大，我们应该对他的崇拜就一点没有感受。
But we have very little understanding or feelings towards the lyric itself when it is describing the greatness of the Lord.
那这个就是表面上的亲近，但是其实心是远离神的。
So this is a appearance outwardly to draw near to God and worship Him, but then their hearts are far from God.
你看，在以赛亚先知那个时代，2700年前的。
So, 270 years before Christ, during the time of Isaiah.
不是，是我们现在，从我们现在算起，2700年前呢。
2700 years ago from our time now.
那时候百姓他们敬拜神是。用嘴唇，但是心却远离神。
During that time, the people worship God with their lips, but their heart are far from God.
他们敬畏神，神说只是领受人的吩咐而已啊。
They fear the Lord because they have received the instructions of men.
然后等到主耶稣的时代
，By the time of Jesus,
700年之后
，700 years later,
这个事情再一次发生。
The same event happened.
看马太福音十五章
，Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章
，Matthew chapter 15,
第七节
，verse 7。
假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。他说：“这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。”
Verse 7, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesize about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandment of men.
主耶稣当时引用以赛亚书二十九章这句话的时候，就说以赛亚在预言以后的人就是这样子。
So when Jesus quotes from the book of Isaiah, he is saying that Isaiah prophesied well. It is meant for these people here.
主耶稣说以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。
He says that well said the prophecy of Isaiah about you.
一些假冒伪善，他当时在指责这些带头的人。
You hypocrite, and he is criticizing these leaders.
他说你们，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我是枉然。
You teach as doctrines the commandments of men, so you worship me, you worship the Lord in vain.
2000年前主耶稣这样讲。
2000 years ago, Jesus said this.
2000年的现在，2000年之后的现在，我们这个世代不是更明显吗？
2000 years later in our time today, isn't this even more clear?
所以我们一定要非常小心。
So we must be extra careful.
我们敬拜神到底是真的从心里面的，还是已经习惯了？
Do we truly worship God from the bottom of our heart, or is this a habit of ours?
常常要检讨自己。
We must reflect upon ourselves.
如果我们会检讨，我们才会改变。
If all we examine, then we can change.
我们也才会找到我们信仰真正的盲点。
And then we can truly find the blind side, the blind spot of our faith.
那一个人如果灵性沉睡，当然接下来就是眼瞎。
So if a person is asleep spiritually, then he is blind spiritually.
那眼瞎的结果是什么？
So what is the result of blindness?
看回来以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 29.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
所有的末世，你们看如封住的书卷，人将书卷交给识字的说，请念吧。他说，我不能念，因为是封住了。
Verse 11, the whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men delivered to one who is literate, saying, read this, please. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed.
第十二节说，又将这书卷交给不识字的人，说，请念吧。他说，我不识字。
And verse 12, then the book is delivered to the one who is literate, saying, read this, please. And he says, I am not literate.
表示你看一个人如果灵性这个在麻痹当中，就变成属灵的文盲。
So if a person is desensitized spiritually, then he is spiritually illiterate.
所以这个灵性的文盲是怎么来的？
So how does these spiritual illiterates come from?
心被脂油把它包住了。
Their heart are being covered with grease.
所以我们现在在这个健康检查的时候，常常有说所谓的脂肪肝，肝被那个油包起来了，这个有健康而危险。
So when we are doing physical checkups, some people will have greasy liver. That there is a layer of fat around their liver.
那但是圣经里面讲，一个人的心被油包起来，是脂肪心啊，那更危险。
So if a person's heart is being covered with fat, then this is a greasy heart.
那就是看是看见，但是不晓得；听是听见了，也不明白啊。
This is more dangerous, for they see, but they cannot truly see, and they hear, but they cannot listen.
这是跟我们的灵命有关系的。
This has something to do with our spiritual life.
以赛亚书第六章这样说。
Isaiah chapter 6 says.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他说：“你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”
Verse 9, and he said, "Go and tell this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive."
第十节，要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得医治。
Verse 10, make the heart of this people dull.And their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed.
这里我们就看到，当一个人如果心蒙脂油的时候，他根本就听不见，也看不到了。
So when a person's heart is covered by grease, then they cannot hear, then they cannot see.
因为如果一个灵性如果眼瞎，那是很危险的。
If a person is spiritually blind, then it is dangerous.
因为他看不清自己的罪。
For he cannot see his own sins.
他不但 不了解还自以为很有智慧，自己以为很好。
And he not only does misunderstood, but he thought to himself to be good.
所以这个启示录里面，圣灵写给七教会里面的，给老底家教会的信就是这样说的。
So it is as the letter written in the book of Revelation to the church of Laodicea.
老底家教会说我是 富有的，我是很什么都很好了。
The church in Laodicea said, I am prosperous and I am well in all aspects.
但圣灵说，其实你是眼瞎的，赤身露体的，贫穷可怜的。
But the Holy Spirit said, in fact, you are blind and you are naked and you are poor.
所以你看，一个人如果在沉睡当中，他就看不清楚自己，也不知道危险。
So if a person has fallen asleep, then he cannot see clearly and he cannot detect danger.
还以为自己很好。
And he feels that he is he is in a well position.
那其实也很自然的，这样一个人会变成很属血气的人。
And it is natural for such a person to become one of flesh.
他没有办法领会神的事情。
He cannot understand the things of God.
那所以就会对神误解了。
So he would misunderstand God.
一个人在灵性沉睡当中，接下去他的表现是什么？看回来29章第15节。
If a person is spiritually asleep, then what would happen? Let's turn back to Isaiah 29.
第15节说，祸哉那些向神深藏谋略的，又在暗中行事，说谁看见我们呢？谁知道我们呢？
Verse 15, woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us?
他们以为神不知道人暗中所做的事。
They feel that God does not know what is done by man in secret.
更离谱的是，会把事情颠倒了。
And what, even further, they, will treat, things in reverse.
第十六节说，
Verse 16,
你们把事情颠倒了，岂可看窑匠如泥吗？被制作的物岂可论制作物的说他没有制作我，或是被创造的物论造物的说他没有聪明。
Verse 16, surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made said of him who made it, he did not make me? He did not make me, or shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, he has no understanding?
这十六节这里所描述的，就是今天不认识神的人，这些所谓在做科学研究人所在强调的。
So these are the things that are being stressed by the scientists of today.
就是不认识神的这些科学家。
The scientists who does not know God.
他不认为说他们是被神创造的。
They do not think that they are the created.
被造的论造物的说他没有聪明，他不存在。
The created in the form they say to the one who formed them and created them saying that he does not exist.
这里说他们把事情颠倒了，搞混了。
Here it says that they have turned things around.
在这种情况下，神要行一件奇妙又奇妙的事。
So in such a situation, God will perform a wondrous deed.
所以第十四节说，
So verse 14.
那所以我在这百姓当中要行奇妙的事，就是奇妙又奇妙的事。他们智慧人的智慧必然消灭，聪明人的聪明必然隐藏。
Verse 14, therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden.
这一件奇妙的事是什么呢？
What is this wondrous work?
看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书一章十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
因为十字架道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救人却是神的大能。
Verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
19节，就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Verse 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
这一句话就是以赛亚书二十九章十四节。
This is the quote in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14.
二十节说，智慧人在哪里呢？文士在哪里呢？这世上的辨识在哪里呢？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
主耶稣基督的救恩呢，在这些自以为有聪明智慧的人来说是愚拙的。
The salvation of God to these wise men are foolish.
但是世人凭自己的智慧绝对不能认识神。
But by relying on the worldly wisdom of men, they cannot come to know God.
所以第二十一节说，神就乐意用人当作愚拙道理来拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
So verse 21, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleases God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. So this is the wisdom of God.
所以这就是人在灵性沉睡眼瞎 的结果，就是这样的，自以为有智慧。
So this is the consequences of those who are spiritually blind, those who deem themselves as wise.
然后也不能够领会神的信息。
They cannot accept the message of God.
所以神的话对他们来说就是像风书的，只是每个字都看得懂，但是就 不能够明白里面的真正含义。
And so this is why the word of God is sealed to these people. They can understand every word but that is being written, but they cannot understand it.
今天大多数人在看圣经的时候，他是看不懂的。
Truly, today, the most people who read upon the words in the Bible, they cannot understand it.
除非有神的圣灵真的相信主耶稣基督救恩的人，才真的看明白的。
Unless those who possess the Holy Spirit that truly believe in the salvation of God, then they may understand.
主耶稣基督这个救恩要来，让所有的事情都改变了。
The salvation of the Lord shall change everything in this world.
要让一个人的灵性从沉睡当中再一次的复苏。
He will allow the spirituality of a person who is asleep to rise again.
所以看回来以赛亚书二十九章第十七节。
So let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 27.
从17节到24节，这是第三段。
So from 17 to verse 24, this is the third section.
这在预言主耶稣基督的救恩要带来灵性复苏的应许。
This is a promise about the salvation of Jesus that is going to bring about the awakening of spirituality.
让本来沉睡的现在都醒过来，本来眼瞎的现在都看见了。
And to allow those who were asleep to awake and those who are blind to see.
那要这个转变，第一个手段就是要有神的圣灵。
So in order for this to manifest this work to accomplish, the first criteria is the Spirit of God.
圣灵的浇灌要带来奇妙的改变。
The pouring of the Holy Spirit shall brought about this wondrous work.
如果看第十七节。
Verse 17.
黎巴嫩变为肥田，肥田看如树林，不是只有一点点时候吗？17节。
17. It is not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall esteem as a forest.
也就是说，你看这个黎巴嫩本来是一个树林，现在突然之间转变成这个可以耕种的肥田。反过来，肥田变树林，这个就是这样子或那样子，一下子就改变了。
And so all of a sudden, the forests of Lebanon shall turn into a fruitful field where they can be farmed.
这不是靠人的能力。
This is not through the power of man.
这是要靠圣灵的浇灌。
This is through the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
看三十二章十五节。
Chapter 32, verse 15.
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变成肥田，肥田就看如树林。
Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.And the wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
那等到圣灵来浇灌了，然后来改变一切以后，有什么改变呢？有什么不一样呢
？So what transformation is being brought about when the Holy Spirit descends?
第29章18节说，那时候聋子就听见这书上的话了，瞎子的眼睛就从迷蒙黑暗中得以看见了。
Chapter 29, verse 18. In that day, the deaf shall hear the works of the book.And the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
十九节说，谦卑人就因为神，因着神而增添欢喜；人间贫穷的，因为以色列的圣者快乐了。
Verse 19, the humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
你看，神的救恩来了，圣灵一浇灌以后，聋子听见，瞎眼看见，谦卑的得喜乐，贫穷的得到救恩，欢喜快乐。
So the salvation of the Lord is at hand. Those who are blind shall see, those who are deaf shall hear, and those who are humble shall receive joy, and those who are poor shall be satisfied.
那这个就是救恩。 救恩的改变。
And so this is the change brought about by salvation.
然后他们这个灵性现在复苏了，眼睛看见了，听见了以后，他们做什么事呢？他们要做什么？百姓要做什么
？So once their spirituality are revived and they can see and hear, what should the people do?
我们看第二十二节
，verse 22。
所以救赎亚伯拉罕的神论雅各家如此说：雅各必不再羞愧，面容也不致变色。
Verse 22. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob: Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face grow pale.
23节说，但他看见他的种子，就是我手的工作，在他那里，他们必尊我的名为圣，必尊雅各的圣者为圣，必敬畏以色列的神。
Verse 23, But when he sees his children, the work of my hand, in his midst, they will hallow my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob, the fear of the Lord of Israel.
24节说，心中迷糊的必得明白，发怨言的必受训诲。
Verse 24, these also who erred in spirit will come to understand, and those who complained will learn doctrine.
你看，这个神要救赎主耶稣基督了，他来了以后，对他的选民，他说，论他的国度的人说，他们不再羞愧了。
So the salvation of the Lord once come upon, for the God's people, they shall no longer be ashamed.
每一个雅各的亚伯兰的后代。那个雅各的种子都是神所的工作，神的工作。
Every descendant of Jacob, the people of God, is the workmanship of God.
他们现在都会尊神的名为圣了。
And now they will hallow the name of God.
他们从心里面真正的敬畏以色列神。
And from the bottom of their heart, they truly worship, the God of Israel.
他们现在心中迷糊的，统统明白了。
And those who are confused in the spirit, they now understand.
本来会发怨言的，哇！所以说神啊不公平啊，最后通通得到教训了，通通知道哇，为什么神要这样做了。
Originally, the ones who complained about the injustice of God, they would now learn and receive doctrine.
就是一个人他得到主耶稣基督的救恩之后，他这个整个灵性生命更新之后的得到的恩典。
And so these are the grace that one receives after they have received the salvation of Jesus.
所以一个人如果真的是在敬拜神的，他的眼睛一定是很明亮。
So if a person who is truly worshiping God, then his eyesight shall be sharp.
心中绝对不会迷糊。
And in his heart, he is not confused.
碰到神所给我们的一些事情，绝对不会发怨言。
And he will not complain against the things he received from God.
反过来会去检讨，会去反省自己的生活。
But instead, they will reflect upon their own lives.
然后趁着这个神的提醒，让自己再一次的醒过来。
And take opportunity of this God reminder from God and awaken themselves.
这一章的信息对我们来说非常的重要。
The message in this chapter to us is imperative.
我们一定要被神的这些道理提醒。
We must be reminded by the word of God.
要趁早醒起，不要再沉睡。
And to take opportunity to be awake and sleep no longer.
最后来看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第十一节。
Romans chapter 13 verse 11.
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候了，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
Verse 11, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
十二节说，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
当主耶稣要再来之前，会有一段很黑暗的时候。
Before the Lord's coming once again, there will be a period of darkness.
但这个黑暗不见得就是外面这样子，到处都地震、饥荒。
And this darkness may not mean that everywhere there's earthquake and famine.
这一段黑暗可能人的心一点都不会想要去追求神的道理了。
This darkness could mean that the heart of man does not desire and pursue God.
这一段黑暗就可能是让我们在灵性睡着的这个诱惑。
This darkness could be the temptation that had drawn us asleep.
但是我们要了解。
But we must know.
白昼将近，就是主耶稣基督必定快来。
The day is at hand, which means Jesus shall come again.
那我们一定要眼睛明亮，我们一定要灵性苏醒。
And we must be spiritually sharp in our eyesight and be awake.
那这样子，我们在行事为人呢，一定不会随从今世的风俗。
And in this way, in whatever we do and how we live our life, we will not follow the trends of the world.
我们会披戴主耶稣基督，凡事真的从心里面来敬畏神，来遵行神的旨意。
We will put on Jesus Christ, and in everything we do, we follow the instruction of God.
用这一段信息跟大家互勉，我们一起来唱诗。
So this message serves as our mutual encouragement. Let us sing hymn
96首
Sing hymn number 96.